strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 23rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Jenny. How are you doing, Jenny?
Taryn, I am a solid okay. I feel like this time last week we were discussing D-Day as it was being thrown around, and I think that today we're going to discuss a different D-Day, and I'm calling it Disappointment Day. So
Disappointment Day.
Yesterday was just a big old pile of disappointment.
Yes, I thought you were going to say it was Derek Day.
It could also be Derek Day as well, actually. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Because you have to follow up Derek as the co-host for the live feed update.
Spoiler, not going to be great. not much of an act to follow. Sorry.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 34 in the house, and we did have some disappointment, as we've talked about for many hours yesterday.
Many hours, a lot of hours.
3.5 hour roundtable last night. It was fun though. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
I almost have finished it because I was watching the feeds while you guys were live, because I was hoping that there was going to be some sort of house meeting. For what reason, I am still not really sure. Mm. I actually wish I was watching the roundtable live, because really not much of anything happened during that entire time. So I was speeding through it earlier this morning, but it was very enjoyable to get a lot of Derek's take on the season and his own ratings on his own scale, as he mentioned. So that was fun.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to talk about the day that didn't involve Derek.
Well, they did mention him. He did come up.
He did. They did talk about him on the feeds too. So what are you going to do? Christy is going to be talking a lot about the plan to get Cliff to lie to her in the morning, and how, that Nick doing these things. They also talked about Sam being involved. I think Christy at one point says, Sam must have come up with the plan because Nick isn't smart enough. It had to have been Sam.
Yeah, which isn't like the worst call, but this is going to end up coming around later in the day. But yeah, no one thinks Christy is like basically just shitting on Nick all day, and this is where it starts.
Yeah. Cliff is going to let people know that Bella approached him late in the night to try to get him to lie, and that he's not going to be doing it. And he's letting people know that that happened and he said no. And that's the end of it. He's also going to give Sam and then Nick the heads up that he will be putting Bella on the block for Christy, that she will not have to use her power, and he will be putting Bella up for her. Because he made a deal, and Nick in particular is going to be pretty upset about it. When Cliff was telling Nick that he was putting Bella on the block, like, you could tell that Nick was like doing that thing where he's like, oh really? That's happening, huh? So she's not gonna have to even use her power. Like he was like trying not to cry, and he had to like walk away into a different bedroom. He's like, it's even worse. And he's later gonna have another conversation with Cliff about it, and just be like, come on, man. She's not even burning her power. Bella's going on the block, like, come on. And Cliff is like, look, I'm sorry, my hands are tied. I had to do something to secure my own safety. Nick said, I understand. I'm not mad at you, Cliff. I'm not. I'm mad at the whole situation. And it sucks. And Cliff is like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, he's almost in tears. And then eventually the tears are actually going to come. we get some references to everyone's favorite season besides this one, BB19, that it's just going to be. And somehow Jack is still Paul. I don't see that, but you know, Nick is just, yeah, he's just incredulous over this, but he's not even really mad at Cliff. It's just disappointed.
Yeah. So. It's Big Brother 19 all over again, it's we can't beat Jack. This is our only chance. We just hand him the money.
Who does Nick think Matt Kleins is in this scenario?
Obviously Jackson.
Yeah. Yikes.
With how much they eat. And he's all right, cancel the live feeds. Everybody stop watching. There's no point in even watching anymore.
We were saying this last week when you were HOH too, Nick.
Yeah. Nick. You
but
were
he went on to blame everyone else like the rest of the day, being like, Cliff blew it. You know, like, so Cat, yeah. Cat blew it. It's like,
at least Cliff took his shot, man.
Yeah, he did what he could. He got screwed by a power. I mean, obviously this, it can be argued forever, and it has already been argued forever what Cliff could have done. But ultimately, I, you know, you do have to, you know, put the blame on the fact that he really was strong-armed by this power. Like, there's only so much you can do in that situation. It is kind of a lose-lose, and you just decide which lose you're going to go with.
Yeah.
So
Rob in the chat says, very underrated that Nick's HOH was way worse than Cliff's. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he also had a twist that was screwing him a little bit, but not nearly to the extent.
Yeah. He wasn't giving someone the power, you know, to put somebody, you know, he wasn't screwed into having someone put someone else on the block instead of him. He just, it's the camp comeback twist, you know, like that was the same thing that everyone before him was dealing with as well. So it's not quite the same. But yeah, the twists have been really screwing up all of these HOHs to an extent. So it's hard to rank them in terms of bad, but I think that like Nick had a lot more autonomy in his HOH. So I think he's really overlooking the fact that he kind of screwed his own week as well. So
So Jackson is in fact going to take himself off the block, and Cliff is going to nominate Bella. Christy is not going to use her power. Speaking of Jackson, real quick, I talked briefly about it yesterday, that you know, people were suspecting that he might be eating in the shower, and I think that we've seen more evidence that this is the case, that he is continuing to eat. He is not allowed to eat anything but slop and you know, slop adjacent things, and he's been, you know, just he's been smuggling food into
in the shower. He takes cucumbers into the toilet. He takes food into the shower. This man loves to mix his bodily functions with his meals.
So he's smuggling food into the shower and eating it, and then bringing the remnants out and throwing it to the garbage.
What is he bringing in? Has anyone figured out what it is that he's actually eating in the shower? Like, I'm very, you know, intrigued by this. What is the perfect meal to eat in the shower?
You know, that's a good question. Something that it doesn't matter if it gets wet.
Well, and then well, I don't even know if he really cares if it gets wet, to be honest. But there's the clip that's circulating online of him like washing the cup, and it looks like he's got something underneath the cup, and then he sticks it into his towel. So like in my head, it's got to be something small that fits under. So like maybe like a cookie or like a package of fruit snacks or something. Like, I'm just very interested in what someone is like, how he's come up with this process of taking something into the shower and what he eats there.
Yeah. People are saying cookies, grapes. Is a very,
he's a big grape monster.
He loves grapes, and grapes, it doesn't matter if they get wet.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, you want them to get wet. Yeah.
Yeah. You clean the grapes in the shower. He's, you know, he's very efficient.
I want to see him. I want to see all. I want to see him like really start to experiment with different foods that he can smell. I want to see him bring some pizza into the shower. I want to see.
I want like a bowl of spaghetti or something.
He really wants that Raisin Bran crunch. So maybe he can, you know, bring a bowl of that with milk into the shower and try to avoid
getting it,
you know,
too
mixing
soggy.
The water into the milk. So. People are calling for, especially because of what happened this week, where we were really hoping that Jack or Jackson would be leaving under Cliff's HOH, that now that Jackson is cheating and that we have seen, you know, penalty votes being being given out for this kind of behavior before, that hopefully we would see some kind of punishment or warning given. I said before, this sort of thing happens all the time. People tend to cheat a lot in various ways, usually not this blatantly and usually not this often, however. And I think that normally what would happen is they'd get a little warning in the diary room and then they'd kind of stop and or try a different way, and doesn't really ever amount to anything. But he is really blatant about it at times. So I'm not sure. There might actually be something that comes of this, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, he got called into the diary room mid shower snack session yesterday, I believe. So people on the internet were very excited that maybe something were to come of it. But it seems like, if anything, they were just kind of like, hey, buddy, people are noticing that you're doing this. So if you could just get better at doing it, that's what I feel like is happening. Like, I feel like if they're giving warnings, they're very light, because I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's going to have any impact. And even like, people are like really hoping that something will happen with Jackson in terms of a punishment this week that'll have any impact on the game this week. Nothing will happen. Even if you take Jackson's vote away, like, Bella's going home. So I appreciate everyone trying to have some sort of hope in like anything exciting or impactful happening this week. But even if Jackson were to be punished, nothing will happen that will impact this particular week.
They're very reticent to actually allow the have not rules to impact the show, because then, like, that's a whole segment that they have to cover on the show and explain what's happening. And if it doesn't even amount to anything, then because it's like, if Jackson's not voting this week, then that's an entire segment on the eviction episode probably that they have to devote to, well, Jackson was cheating and so we took away his vote, but ultimately it doesn't even matter anyway. And I think in general, they don't want to have to have actual punishments. It's very rare that they've ever issued those punishments. I think those punishments usually come after they've been warned a few times and they still persist in breaking the rules. I believe that's what happened there with Audrey, when that happened with her. So, you know, we'll see.
I just don't understand the point of have nots though. Like, that's the thing is, if there's going to be people like breaking rules and it's not really going to amount to much and they're not going to cover it on the show, or they don't want to cover it on the show, and they're barely even acknowledging that the concept of have-nots exists on the show, it's like, why are we doing it? It's not creating for any real good television. It's not creating for great feeds. I mean, in terms of, we're talking about this as a possible thing that might happen. We know nothing is going to come of it. I just don't really... I don't know. I'm over the have-nots if it's not going to matter.
I am with you like 90% of the time, but I do feel like this season has found the one time where it's actually kind of nice, because it is hitting Jackson hard.
It is,
and it's really it's changing his behavior. He's a lot grumpier, and it's really, I've talked about it before, Jackson's incredibly two-faced, and he's able to come off as really likable and genuine to his other house guests despite us knowing what he can be like behind closed doors. But now this week, he's really, that behind closed doors version of Jackson has really started to push its way out into the open, and people are starting to talk about Jackson as like, he sucks. He's so annoying. He's complaining all the time. He's breaking up with Holly and talking smack about her. He's doing all these things. Like, he's the villain. Like, this guy, we don't like him anymore. And I do think that the have-nots has a little bit of something to do with that. So.
I agree, but even like, you know, later in the night, Holly and Jackson are basically making up. So I feel what we're getting delivered by this is not long lasting. We get a little bit of like turmoil for like a day, but ultimately, you know, he's getting people back on his side. And I just don't think that what Have-Nots gives us in terms of entertainment or drama or, you know, whatever is worth what they're doing with it. Like, I think the negative impacts that we have on, you know, some players where it just makes them like lethargic and sleeping for like, you know what I mean? Like the impacts that it actually can have on the game in terms of like making it less interesting with certain people just not having energy or just like not playing the game for a week.
Yeah.
I think we're not getting enough out of it.
Yeah, 90% of the time, I'm completely with you. I think the Have-Nots are completely unnecessary. I just think in this, it's funny because in this particular instance, I do think it did have a bit of an impact, and I'm kind of enjoying that impact. But like most of the time, it's completely useless.
Bring back the food competitions or something. Like, I don't know. If you're doing something as pointless as like the Have-Nots, where it's not really giving us anything, and they're always trying to have some stupid, you know, competition on the Sunday night episodes, bring back the food competitions. There's nothing that impacts, like there's no twists. You should like that, Taryn. Come on. Just a food competition.
I'm fine with Have-Nots that never waste time on the show over food competitions that.
Yeah, that is a waste of time on the show, but at least it doesn't impact the game.
Well, neither do Have-Nots unless they mess with I'm saying
the food competition in place of these like, you know, Whacktivity it seems like they want to have some sort of competition on these Sunday night episodes. Just bring back the food competitions.
We saw I'll take a food competition over a you know, whack truckular you know, competition any day. But really, they just need to learn that like we don't need a competition.
Or they could just show more
Big
games.
Brother for the competitions.
But apparently we don't. We watch for these competitions and not more game talk. But
yeah, all right. Well, Cliff is going to explain himself to Bella after the veto ceremony. And, again, just says, you know, sorry, it was going to happen anyway. And, you know, I had to do it and I had to keep myself safe and make a deal. And Bella says she understands and it's fine. And, he wishes her luck in campaigning for the votes. He would break the tie to evict, Jack if she got him, but, it's not looking great.
Yeah. And Bella isn't deluding herself too much, here. She's pretty resigned for the rest of the day in pretty good spirits for the most part. Yeah, she goes on to, well, I'll let you get to that, but like she's kind of trying to go through what possibilities she has for campaigning.
Her strategy is that she wants to say that this is the people's best opportunity to get rid of Jack, and this is going to be their only opportunity, and it just doesn't make sense to get rid of her when Jack is right there. She's gonna try, but we know that there's no hope.
And the people that would want to get rid of Jack are just not enough in numbers. Like, it's not a matter of this is your opportunity to get rid of Jack. It's like the people that are benefited from Jack leaving there's just not enough of them. And the ones that could benefit from it are not acting in their best self-interest. So
Nicole would be on board, but she knows that they don't have Kat and she doesn't want to be seen as a vote for them and expose herself. So she is concerned about that. And the irony is not lost on Nick and Bella that the only person they have on their side is the one person that they were just so, so hard against last week.
Yeah. Oh, how things change, right? If only Nick and Bella had seen what was happening a week prior and not been assholes.
Yeah, they do actually go as far as to apologize for Nicole, saying, "You were right. You were right." Nick says, I should have taken the shot, but Camp Comeback scared me off. Okay. I should have done it. We should have listened to you, Nicole. And they apologize. And it was good. It was good. We got the apology. Although Bella still privately is going to say that she feels justified for some of the things that she was saying because Nicole still leveraged her anxiety.
she hasn't, yeah, like Bella makes a few, like through the day, I'm like, oh, like I don't mind Bella when she is resigned and not actually playing the game anymore and is just kind of like keeping to herself. But then she like will still make these comments about feeling like justified in her actions. And I'm like, okay, never mind. You're still canceled. But it's like, what kind of apology, like, Nicole is just too nice for this world, honestly, but she's like, what kind of apology is it when you're finally like your back is against the wall and you have like no other options? Like that doesn't even feel like that sincere of an apology. It's just like, yeah, you're apologizing to me now because you know that I'm literally the only thing that you have. So,
well, it was like Nicole tried to warn them. They blamed the messenger. They shot the messenger. They buried her 6 feet under the ground. And then danced on her grave. And then they got smacked in the face with the truth that she was right along, and they were like, no, she's still wrong. And then they got smacked again, and then they got smacked again, and then they got buried in the same hole that they buried her in. And then they were looking at her and they were looking at themselves and they went, nope, we were still right. And then they shot them in the grave and covered them up and danced on their grave. And then, covered in the grave, they finally went, all right, we're sorry, fine.
So with all of this dancing and grave, is this the plot for Dance Funeral, as Christy calls it?
Haven't seen
this
that one.
The movie plot for Dance Funeral?
Yeah. No spoilers.
Did they watch that in Sequester?
Jack really has me on the death metaphors, I think. they really work for Big Brother. Maybe he was onto something.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's going on there. Sis is going to talk with Sam, and she's going to let Sam know that even just talking to him, she feels a little bit sketchy, that she's being a little shady because he's not the most trustworthy person in the world. She doesn't want to be seen talking to him, and this freaks Sam out. He's like, whoa, no, that's not cool. And so he wants to call a house meeting because he doesn't want to be associated with what Nick and Bella did. He is not a part of that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is not one of Sam's greater ideas. I mean, he goes on for hours about, should I call a house meeting? Should I call a house meeting? It's like, and everyone's like, go off, sis. And not actual sis.
So he does. He finally calls a house meeting. He says, all right, everyone, it's time for a house meeting.
Oh, I should have turned my volume down for that. It's almost as bad as actual Sam.
And they're like, oh, wow. All right. I guess house time for a house meeting. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm just so anxious about this right now.
He acknowledges like for a good hour before this house meeting happens that like, I don't feel like they ever really work out, but I think I'm going to do it. Honestly, I just feel like, you know, this is obviously fueled by a bit of his anxiety about him being linked to, you know, Nick and Bella and his conversation with Sis, as you mentioned. But honestly, I just feel like they're also bored. Like yesterday, everyone just seemed very bored. And he's just like, you know what? You know what would be fun? House meeting. You want to have a house meeting? And it's just like, yeah, this might not be good for me, but why not? It's like, yeah.
I think he felt it was necessary. I think he was extremely nervous about it, which is why he was so awkward in calling it and all of that stuff. He was like, I want to like clear my name here in the best way, but I'm also like, I don't want this to be like a dumb thing. And, so he calls the house meeting. He gathers everyone together and they're like, all right, ready to go. Wait, where's Kat? Cat, yeah, he has to go get Cat in the have not room, and she's like, I got a migraine. I don't really want to. You know, do I have to? Okay, yeah, no, I want to go. I do. He's like, no, you don't have to. She's like, no, I want to go. I just have a migraine. Cat comes down, and he finally starts the meeting, and he's like, okay, so I just want I forget what he said. He's like doing some weird little, it's time for the word of Sam.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was like some sort of like gospel-esque sort of, like he was reading from the Bible. I don't know. It's weird.
It's so awkward. And so,
it was really awkward.
So I just wanted to, you know, to explain that I was talking to Sis, and she was saying that it was weird talking to me, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that I had nothing to do with that whole Nick and Bella plan. I just don't want to be associated with that and all this, all of that stuff. Nick starts explaining, it was all me. It was all me. I went to Sis. I was in the hammock with her, with Sis, and we were just talking, and I just came up with this plan right off the top of my head, and I just blurted out to Sis, and I was just like, oh, well, if she goes over to them, and then I can go to, I didn't even get to the point where I told Cliff about it, and really, Sis even said, like, oh, it'd be super sketchy if you were the one to go there, and Sis was like, what? No, you said it was sketchy, and he's like, okay, whatever, I thought it was, I don't know, and so I pitched the idea to Sis right in that moment, and then it didn't even go anywhere. So that's totally what was happening there. And Sam is like, exactly. And Sam was nicely tucked under some covers at the time. Nothing to do with it. And this eventually, it just very quickly shifts over to Nick continuing to explain that he took his shot. I was scheming. I tried to come up with this plan. It didn't work. Cliff wouldn't lie. And nobody believed me, and it got out. And I'm sorry. Yeah, I took the shot. It didn't work. I wanted Bella to stay here.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's going to be gone and. You know, you guys are going to come for me next. And it's fine. You know, I've got to win HOH. He starts crying.
And then we get the beautiful pep talks from Jack and Jackson. It just becomes this weird, like, motivational, like, bro, you just never know. Things can turn around.
So annoying.
This is so patronizing.
This is like somebody who is walking down the street, sees a homeless person, squats down and just says, look, man, you have a defeated attitude. It's your attitude that's the problem. If you just, you know, you say that you can't beat Jack. You say that you can't just have money in a house. If you have that attitude, it'll never happen. You're self-defeating. You gotta get out of that mindset. That is how Jackson talks to Nick in this moment. It's so annoying.
Jackson should not quit his day job, whatever that actually is, to be a life coach. It's it was uncomfortable to watch, and like everyone's just like sitting there, and like Nick's crying, and Jackson's just like, if you could just like be that other guy, that's great, and not this guy that's running around and scheming and stuff. And I'm just like, oh. And then like Jack will look, like occasionally like pipe in too. And I'm just like, this is pointless and very uncomfortable. And what is this house meeting about anyway? Like,
yeah. And let me tell you, if people can recall, I did an update with Brent a while ago where we talked about the nightmare power and how fun it would have been to watch because Kat would have had to wake up in the middle of the night to go to a house meeting. And we saw almost exactly that. She was in bed. She had to get up for a house meeting. And let me tell you, the look on her face was exactly the face I made in that podcast that still, I think, Brent's pinned tweet. She looked so nervous and worried the entire time, and for some good reason Nick did point her out as the person that he told the truth about the plan to and assumed that she was the one that leaked it. Christy is gonna stick up for Kat in that moment, but Kat is just like she looks like she's terrified the entire meeting, and she is like freaking out afterward. It's not the greatest look here for Kat.
But it doesn't even seem to have any impact. Like it's not, it's not great for her. Her reaction isn't great. You know, Nick is throwing her name out there, but Nick has no like control over anyone at this point, and no one seems to really think anything of it. Like, and then Christy's just doing too much at this whole, like, this whole meeting. She's talking way too much.
She's explaining everything. Oh, well, this is, you know, and I was talking to Bella about this earlier, about that, and then it really is, if you think about it, like, you're completely right in what you're saying, but and also this is what happened though. And so, you know, and I talked to the people over here about this as well. And, you know, it really, if you think about it, it's just, I'm completely right and Nick is completely in the wrong, but that's totally fine because he's also right and everyone's right. But I also hate you all.
The weird kumbaya thing. Like, I just don't, this house is insane to me because they're all like, you know, I love you, man. Like, yeah, like everyone here is so great. And I, or Jack, what did Jack say? Something is like, I won't love you any less or any
they're
more
so
than
phony.
This. They're so fake with each other. And then they're talking about it after. They're like, I wonder how this meeting's going to be edited. I wonder how this is going to be edited. Well, first of all, this isn't even going to make the show because it was the biggest flop of a house meeting. It was inconsequential completely. But like they act like this that they're all such great friends and love each other so much. And they're absolute assholes to each other behind each other's back. Like, and like you're making headlines online for saying terrible things about people in this house, and they have this like weird perception that they're all just like one big happy family. Yeah. Like
Tommy says, oh, I wonder if they're gonna make that out to be like something really bad and dramatic, when or if they're gonna show it for like the positive, like lovely support thing that it was.
It's going to be on the cutting room floor because it was absolutely a total flop and doesn't matter. Neither of those things are true. It wasn't a BB20, you know, like Haley's meeting with the yelling and the bloody mouth and all of that stuff. It wasn't a big negative meeting like that. And it wasn't a let's all love each other and support each other because it's all so fake. Like,
yeah.
That's not making the show. I'm sorry. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But
all right. Well, you might be wrong. Cliff is going to talk with Nicole about like the fact that they're working together. They're still a final two. They're trying to come up with the plan to move forward. I love that the two of them are back together, making up plans and trying to work their way forward. They would love to get Jack out this week, but the numbers are just not there. They can't trust Kat for that vote. And they don't understand why Kat can't see that she's just enabling the big alliance here, that she's smarter than she seems, but she just cares too much about being in with them that, you know, after the way that Jackson mistreated her, like, why does he keep running back to them? Or why does she keep running back to them? They don't understand it, but there's nothing they can really do about it, especially because they don't want to give away the fact that they're willing to take Jack out of the game. Cliff doesn't want the other side to know that he would break the tie to evict Jack, and Nicole doesn't want them to know that she would be a vote to evict Jack. Unfortunately, she already gave away the fact that she would be a vote to evict Jack to Christy the second the veto thing happened, but you know, it's the way things go. But Cliff and Nicole, they are on the same page. They are still working together, moving forward, and I love seeing these two together.
Me too. I feel like, you know, the whole fan base is putting all of their hope into this too. I really like it. At this point, I mean, it's been talked about ad nauseum about, you know, the chances of someone winning this next possible wall comp. I don't think that Nicole is out of it. I'm really, really hoping that there is a chance that Nicole can win a comp here. We haven't seen it yet, but she really needs it now. And I don't know. She's a smaller body. She looks kind of athletic. I don't know. It's not impossible.
Nick asks her like, hey, how are you feeling about a wall comp? She's like, I don't know. I feel good. He's like, I'm going to need you. I'm going to need a miracle
to be good at it. Yeah.
I just feel like I think Nicole could have a shot at winning a wall comp in another season. But I've said this on the roundtable, like between Kat, Holly, Sis, Christy and Tommy. Christy, who already won an endurance, Tommy, who would be great at a wall, Sis, who I think is the favorite, Holly, who is probably just as capable as Nicole, and Kat, who might also be very, very good at it. There's just so many people that she needs to beat that it's like, oh man, it's gonna be difficult.
Yeah, you're really bringing me back to reality that I don't want to live in right now. But maybe there's a chance that the, you know, these other people that you just listed are not going to fight for it as hard because they feel like they've got the, you know, the possible protection of Christy still having that power in her pocket. So being like, even if Nicole were to win HOH, it wouldn't be the end of the world. So there's like something in the back of their head that's keeping them from fighting to the death for it. I don't know. I just need to have something, Taryn. Okay, it's been a rough 24 hours.
Somebody sent me a tweet. This is Witless on Twitter of Cat's face.
Oh, is it? Well, now I need to see it.
Oh my God, it's exactly the same.
Are her eyes bugging to the same extent? Are you in the tweet as well?
Hold on, I need to.
Can you get this on the screen?
Yeah, I need to show you guys this.
I want to retweet it right now.
Hold on. Let me bring this up on the screen for the viewers that are watching right now. If you're listening after the fact, I apologize, but
I mean, they sat through you trying to connect to Derek yesterday, so
it's very true. It's very true. So there she is.
Wait, I can't see it.
I know you can't see it.
You have to go to YouTube. Taryn! Why are you doing this to me? Okay, is that Witless sent it?
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh boy. It's in response to Brent's tweet, if you find Brent's tweet. So guys, you can see. I wasn't kidding about Kat's face during the meeting. Oh boy. All right. Sorry about that. That took me off guard.
Oh, it's his pinned tweet.
Okay. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the,
Oh my God. Sorry. So what is she biting her lip or is she just pulling it in?
She's doing the exact face. She's like curling her lips in and like oh man,
is that gonna be your new Twitter
she
header
looks
photo?
So nervous. It's all right. Okay, Christy and Tommy are gonna talk. Christy and Tommy are going to talk and they talk about loving Jack. They love Jack. Jack's the best. And they really do trust him to move forward with him, but they do not like Jackson. They are done with him. They are so annoyed at how he's been behaving and the things that he's been doing, the things that he says. He's really shady. They think he's the villain. They do not trust him. They are very, very wary of Jackson. And this is good for the outsiders here, that there's definitely tension continuing to build with the Christy and Tommy side and the Jackson side.
Yeah, I mean, this is all well and good, and we're all holding on to the cracks in this six at this point. But I still feel like there's just still so much common enemy stuff going on that is uniting these people. That, it's maybe a little bit of a silver lining, but who knows when it's going to start to, you know, pay dividends.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to run through here. The people they talk, they love Jack. They are done with Jackson. He's a villain. They do not trust him. Nicole is wishy-washy. They say that they do like Sam, but they need him to go, and they want to make him feel comfortable right before they stab him in the back. Christy talks about loving Cliff. She loves Cliff. She was talking earlier about she certainly didn't love Cliff earlier in the week. But now she loves him again. And And she talked about like how adorable he is and all of that stuff. So that's sort of how they're feeling about the people in the house right now. Tommy mentions to Christy that he's trying to, because they talk about, you know, nobody knows that we know each other. You know, we're all good. And Tommy mentions, I'm trying to play the Casey game right now. That's what I'm trying to do. And then they get interrupted by Kat, so he can't elaborate on it. But I was very intrigued by that because I can totally see that that's what he's trying to do. Like the Casey game, but like very intentionally.
Yes. and that's also an interesting comparison, you know, after the comment on at the round table last night about, you know, Christy being sort of like Tyler.
Yeah. And Christy says, I'm doing the exact opposite. You know, that's not what I'm doing. And he's like, yeah, I think he was about to say like, you're being sort of the Tyler to my Casey.
This is like, what a great thing to say to Christy. Like, yeah, you're playing the game that's going to lose to my game. Right. Isn't that great?
Well, Christy would never think that she would lose. I don't think she is very high on her own supply at the moment. She's like, can you believe we are in the house right now playing Big Brother and like we're doing so well?
But, I mean, that's the thing that's crazy about Christy's game. And I know it's still early and she's, you know, her mouth is maybe going to catch up with her at some point, but like she is so like domineering and involved in everything and like just constantly talking, and it still just really hasn't impacted her game whatsoever. I was saying this last week that like people just really like her. Like I can't remember who was saying this. Maybe it was on the round table last night. I honestly, everything is like a fever dream at this point. I think she's more liked than Tommy in the house. You know, Tommy, yeah, I think you were saying this last night that Tommy is like better positioned, but Christy is definitely in with everyone. And people are, even when there's comments about, you know, being concerned about her, no one's actually doing anything about it. And I can't see it happening yet. It is still early, but people like they know that she's doing this. They know that she's kind of like squirrely and in everyone's ear and all of this, but they just like want to be her friend still. It's just, I don't know. It's very interesting how like the control that she has over these things.
Yes. Eternal in the chat says, Christy reminds me of Amanda. I think that's a more apt comparison, yeah, where she is definitely out in front, but everybody sees it and it can be abrasive. And I definitely don't expect it to just storm all the way down. And normally I'm the person to say, hey, you shouldn't be doubting this person. They are in a very good spot. You know, and people usually doubt them and they usually make it all the way to the end. Christy is not necessarily in that spot for me quite yet. I like we talked about on the round table, she's very, very out in front. You know, her power certainly has helped protect her and the alliance winning has certainly helped. But, I think that, I just don't see her as the kind of player that will be able to maintain this all the way through, but we'll see.
I mean, it benefits a lot of people's games having her around still. So especially as long as she continues to, you know, be this whirlwind, because it's a target in front of them. So,
yeah. All right. Well, Nicole is going to talk with Jess for a little while. If you feel like doing the sort of like feeds version of bashing your head into a wall, then you can listen to this conversation. Because that's what Nicole was doing, trying to talk to Jess about how the numbers aren't in their favor. And Jess was just like, yeah, but I mean, is it really six? Because it seems more like it's four and like maybe two. And so that's not really six, right?
I mean, I can't listen to Jess talk about game. It's so difficult. She sometimes says things that I'm like, that should make sense, but it is totally off base. And she's just doing nothing. Like she's, I don't know. It's very, very frustrating to watch. And I often will switch to the other camera when she's talking game because it is frustrating.
Yeah. All right. Finally, as we mentioned earlier in the update, Jackson is going to reunite with Holly. Holly, now, over the course of the day, has talked to a few different people about Jackson. She talked to Kat, and this time Kat did jump on the rift here and mentioned that Jackson is just using her in the game. And she is also going to talk with Tommy about her relationship with Jackson. And Tommy takes the opposite approach. He defends Jackson and says that, you know, he's just rough on the outside, but he's a softy on the inside. And sometimes you just have to get through the, come on, Tommy, come on. But no, it's smart. It's smart for the game because ultimately they do reunite. And when they do and they talk through their differences and when I say they talk through their differences, I mean that she continually apologizes as Jackson berates her for making the jokey comment and says that she needs to compliment him more and that she's not allowed to make such statements about him. And she says, yes, I'm sorry. And I will try to be nicer to you and compliment you more, sir. And so they work through that and they get back together. And she mentions that she talked with some people like Tommy and that Tommy was very helpful in, you know, getting her into the place that she is. And he makes a comment about, like, you know, Kat compliments me more than you do. That shouldn't be the case. Okay. And so she says, well, let me tell you, so now that they're back together, Kat kind of exposed herself a little bit there, and Holly is going to rat Kat out. You know, she's complimenting you for a reason. She's trying to keep you comfortable. You need to be careful about Kat. She is not as loyal to you as she might seem. So Kat needs, you gotta be, this classic mistake. Classic mistake is, we talked about this before. You know, you have a friend who has a significant other. That significant other doesn't treat them very well. They complain about that friend to you, and you're like, yeah, that's terrible. And then they make up with their significant other, and now they're mad at you for talking crap about their significant other. You can't fall into that trap.
I'm not really sure I understand what Holly's doing here, though. Like, I understand the purpose of her, you know, like making up with Jackson, and that she kind of needs that relationship to be mended also for her game, and also just the fact that she must actually like him. But I'm not really sure what her benefit is to, like, sell Kat out on that. Like,
I don't think this is game. I think this is she slept with Jackson first, and now Jackson is talking about how she is nicer to him. I don't like that. And I'm going to choose Jackson over Kat anyway. And I want to make sure that Jackson knows that I'm loyal to him and not Kat. And I don't want Kat to reap any of these benefits.
Yeah, the whole conversation and like power dynamic between Kat and Jackson really makes me uncomfortable. Holly and Jackson makes me uncomfortable. Melissa kind of talked about it on the roundtable last night. And like this conversation too, like, is obviously not as bad as the one from the other day, but he's still kind of, I don't know, just the way that he handles her is really uncomfortable to me. And he's just kind of like reprimanding her. And she's being kind of vulnerable and talking about her past. And she's like trying to, like, you know, apologize. And just the way, like, there's something very unemotional about how Jackson talks about emotions that really, like, sets off red flags for me. And so I feel like Holly, and I'm not, like, I don't know Holly's past, but she kind of seems to have had some shitty boyfriends in the past, and I feel like she's just falling into the same pattern with someone similar, and he's like fully taking advantage of this, and she's potentially like sewering her game. Like, I think she needs to be in good with Jackson for her game, but the relationship itself is causing her to say things and make decisions and do things that are bad for her game. So it's really tough.
Yeah, I would imagine that for a lot of people, watching the Jackson and Holly interactions are triggering of past I think a lot of people have been through dating somebody who treated them in such a way and made them feel the way that Holly feels, and having to like constantly capitulate and apologize and walk on eggshells and so on and so forth. So, I think a lot of people can relate to the situation, and it's grimy.
And I don't like how he clearly does use Kat as like a manipulation tactic to get under Holly's skin. Like for him to, like you said, you know, throw it like, oh, Kat compliments me more than you. It's just like, that is just, that's dirty. Like it's, yeah, I don't, I just really hate watching it.
Yeah, anyway. me too. But I do want to say, Jenny, that, you know, some of the other live feed correspondents, they compliment me more than you do. And I just wanted to point it out that, like, you don't compliment me very much. You know, I was podcasting with Liana the other day, and we were both complimenting each other a lot. And she's just very complimentary. And it, I don't know. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'll work on that. I'm sorry, master. Jesus.
It's not expecting the master. Yeah, that was really weird.
I need to go. This is weird. I love my, I think my mom's calling me for dinner.
I think Sam is calling a house meeting. I think
house meeting? Perfect. Let's go. Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to go attend Sam's house meeting. So I think we need to wrap this up, but thank you guys for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Jenny, where can people find you?
I'm actually closing down all of my social media after what just occurred. But if you're quick, you can follow me at Jenny Autumn on Twitter and Instagram.
okay, thanks. But thank you guys for joining us. I will see you next time.